Do.
My name is Emma. I am 13 years old. 6 years ago, I was injured in a car accident that left me paralyzed from the waist down. Once I completed rehab, my mom applied for a canine companion service dog. Last January, I finally got to meet my service dog, Marcia, who quickly developed a very strong bond. Together, we go to my horseback riding lessons, school band practice, swim meets, and archery classes. Together, we pick vegetables, and we like to cut flowers. I love Marcia. She makes me feel like together we can do anything. I can't imagine life without her. She's a part of the family. We are just one of the thousands of teams Canine Companions has paired together over the past 50 years. With your help, we can continue for another 50. Visit canine.org to see the many ways you can change lives.
So I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
This is AM 850 WEEI Boston, the home of Rome, Boston College Sports, and you better you bet. AM 850 WEEI.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Oh, breaking news. I don't know if it's breaking news. It'll just feed the rumor mill a little bit. A report on Twitter this morning that a private plane from Philadelphia landed at Canton Akron Airport at 7.06 a.m. They're going to Akron to snag LeBron. Look out. We'll talk to Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell in just a moment here about where LeBron goes. What makes the most sense? Is that what LeBron will do in the end? Rich Paul diagramming things on a whiteboard, talking about which teams make the most sense. Is there a dark horse in this whole thing with Minnesota? Or does it come down to, as Nick reported earlier in the week, Cleveland, Golden State. That's the decision. Now, Nick did report that, I believe, before the Jaylen Brown trade, which has sort of opened the door, the possibility of LeBron considering Philly. Again, for those that haven't gone and checked out the screenshots and the videos, the clips on social media, If you're all in on this LeBron search, which we were earlier this morning, go check out, what's it called? Game Over with Max Kellerman and Rich Paul, where they literally busted out a giant whiteboard with LeBron's name in the middle and a bunch of spokes coming off of the hub of that wheel, pointing to different teams that could be possibilities for LeBron James. I stand firm in the fact that if he really wants to compete for a title, he could do no better than Philly, the way that Sixers roster is now constructed. But I think that would take swallowing some salary slash financial induced pride for LeBron. But if it's really about chasing the ring, Philly makes a ton of sense. Before we get into LeBron, though, let's welcome in Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai and the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Let's start with the thing that maybe opened the door to LeBron considering a move to Philadelphia, Nick. And let's start with the Jaylen Brown deal to Philadelphia from Boston. I said when it first happened, and look, there are a lot of stories in sports that require some nuance, and, you know, you got to dig a little deeper before you have a true opinion on them. This is not one of those stories. This, in my opinion, is one of the worst trades in Celtics, if not NBA history, and one that could end up costing Brad Stevens his job. It feels like his Nico Harrison moment.
Ooh, I don't know if it was full Nico, but it has not been received well across the league at all, Chris. And I think for me, the first thing that popped out after you realize, whoa, okay, they actually did it, is the Celtics wanted to get out of the Jaylen Brown business that bad. And as good of a player as he is, and maybe he becomes even better in time, a finals MVP, something is going on there behind the scenes that the Celtics would sit there and go, okay, we're going to make this deal. We're going to make it right now, and we're going to get back the best return we can. Two future firsts and 2 seconds and taking on Paul George. Okay, I guess. Done. And that, to me, is where I was like, what is happening back there? Because you're right. On the surface, what is Brad Stevens thinking? This is a guy who helped deliver them to a really solid season last year. But I would also tell you, and I know my old friend Bobby Marks got absolutely crushed for at least the full quote of the analytics that everybody bounced around in a much longer interview. But there are people around the league, when you talk to front offices, that are like, you know, Jaylen Brown's a really good player, but is he the number one guy? Is he the guy that you're going to build around for years and years? There's definitely debate about that. So he has a chance to go to Philly now and prove everybody wrong, and the Sixers are lined up absolutely. What would scare me, and we can get into the layers here, but you're banking still on Joel Embiid staying healthy in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody should bet on that. But as far as this deal goes, time will tell. And that deal, I think, scared off lots of people, because if you're paying Jaylen Brown $65 million a year, that's kind of the cost of doing business down the league. I get it, but he's got to stay at the same level year after year after year. But on top of the shock value, I went, something has to be off in that balance in Boston to have a guy that you drafted, you developed, and you move out anyway.
Yeah, I wonder what that other aspect of the relationship was between Jaylen Brown and the Celtics organization. Because on his Twitch stream yesterday, he made it clear to not totally defend Brad Stevenson, but he said, hey, you know, some of the lines of communication with Brad weren't great, but I think there's more to it, sort of alluding to someone or something else in the organization that may have helped push him out the door. I just think when you go from, and I got this sense from everything that Jaylen said yesterday too, was when you go from, hey, we may have to move you to acquire Giannis, I think Jaylen Brown would have been somewhat accepting of that as long as there was a third team involved that he landed with that he felt good about. And then all of a sudden you pivot to, all right, we're not landing Giannis. We're re-signing Nemeas Kedah, which happened this morning. And the pivot move is to still trade Jaylen Brown, but to bring in Paul George. I've seen people allude to it as a salary dump. That doesn't quite compute for me, but it's a very strong pivot away from, no, we're all in on winning a title every year, to, okay, we're taking a half step back in an Eastern Conference where annually for the last 10 years, really, we've been right there at the top.
Chris, I can't disagree with any part of it other than to say Jaylen Brown is one of the most polarizing players in the league, because on the surface, you see finals MVP, you see a guy who plays a lot, especially in these last couple of years, who produces. You see all the things that you would want in a player that you are building around for the long haul. The second part to that, though, is there are a lot of people who sit there and say, all right, Jaylen Brown is a heck of a player. But there is that debate. It's not just analytics. It's when you talk to people in various different positions across the league. You say, okay, well, what about Jaylen Brown? And they go, yep, nice player. But is he the difference maker over and over again? And there is question to that. Now, the part that we've hit on already and we'll be talking about for years, he has the chance to show everybody that they were wrong. The Celtics and Brad Stevens, the people that say, oh, he's not a numbers guy. Look at the advanced statistics. They're lying to you. He has a chance to prove everybody wrong and say, you didn't understand the type of style that I had and you took me for granted. Great. All I can tell you is, and the reason I don't think it's a full Nico, is because Luka is a true superstar. He took a team to the finals. He is the guy that's going to fill the seats across the league night to night. Jaylen Brown won a finals MVP, I understand, but is he that number one guy every night? And I think that's where the divide is. And to your point about the Celtics, that's why they said, all right, the relationship is bad enough that we're going to make this move right now. So knowing Joe Mazzulla and that staff, I think if he can stay out there, Paul George is going to fit fine. But I understand all the fervor because people are saying, what the hell are they doing? And maybe this is all going to blow up in their face over the next few years.
As the Sixers are currently constructed, we'll get into the rumors about how they may be constructed in a second. But as they're currently constructed, what does this do for them? I think it vaults them right up there to the top of the Eastern Conference with alongside the Knicks, with maybe the Raptors acquiring Kawhi back and the Pistons right there on a tier just below them. But like you said, as long as Embiid is healthy, which I understand is a huge caveat, they've got the makings of a lineup that I think can go deep into the Eastern Conference and maybe, depending on how the chips fall, even to the finals.
I agree in that they vaulted themselves way up to the East. Where I hesitate, Chris, in saying they're in that top tier or still close to it is I've watched the Embiid experience for too many years. And I think that in the regular season, you have so much talent now and you have guys in theory that are going to be out there a lot where they can rack up plenty of wins. And you and I are going to be talking about, the Sixers, they're hanging in there. You know, they're coming together and they have guys who seem to on paper fit with each other. But the next part of that is in order to win in the postseason, you have to have depth, which clearly they've gotten more of in the last few days, and they've gotten guys who you know can play. But you've got to have guys that you can lean on night after night in the playoffs. And that is why, at least in the conversation about the Sixers, I just don't buy it. Because I do not buy that Embiid, at this stage of his career, can be healthy night after night in the playoffs. I mean, look back to 6-7 weeks ago at this point. They roll through the end of that Celtics series and you go, whoa, this is the Sixers team we always thought we were going to see at some point.
Right.
And Embiid was dominant at the end in Boston. It's possible. Chris, he could barely move up and down the floor in that next series against the Knicks. So does Jaylen Brown absolutely help and take some of that weight off? Sure. But you're always banking for, well, how do they look in April, May, and June? And as I look at this Sixers team, I still think they have the fatal flaw in place, which is what they're banking on is Embiid playing at that same level every night for 2 months. And I don't think that's possible anymore.
Nick Friedell with us, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai and by the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Learn how it makes every day epic at HyundaiUSA.com. Now, the next level to this is what the Sixers could possibly look like if they are able to attract LeBron James. That is, in my opinion, and look, I've said it many times, LeBron James is not the keystone piece any longer to a championship lineup. He would be a great cherry on top of this Sunday, though, and a starting five of Maxey, Edgecombe, Brown, James, and a healthy Embiid sounds like a championship caliber lineup.
Yes, it does. And right before I came on to talk to you, I'm breaking down the Rich Paul board with Max Kellerman going, okay, you've got all these things written out. And a few days ago, I didn't think there was any question. It was either going to be the Cavs or the Warriors. Then the Sixers made the trade that we're talking about. And you go, oh, well, that makes lots of sense. And I always thought if money was no object, the team that made the most sense was San Antonio, because you plug LeBron next to Wemby and you go, ah, okay, well, they look pretty ready-made to make another push next year. The messaging has been a little confusing, though, in the last few days, because when he doesn't come back to the Lakers, it was, well, LeBron is just looking for basketball happiness at the end. And he just wants a chance to go somewhere and really enjoy what could potentially be his final year. And you think, all right, well, there aren't many better places for happiness than playing with Steph Curry and being in Northern right. California, where you're going to play golf all the time and drink a lot of good wine. And then in the last couple of days, it's like, oh, no, there are these other choices, and Philly made all these moves, and, you know, Cleveland still is sitting there as home and would be the perfect bookend to the beginning, the middle when they won a title with the Cavs, and then the end. So to try and read into all the speculation that they are clearly trying to drag out now and get some more hype around, who knows what he's going to end up deciding. But, Chris, to your point about Philly, it makes a whole lot of sense when you look at what they have in place now as well. The only thing I'd caution is I wouldn't go mortgaging any kind of future assets to go land LeBron for a year, because by all rights, this is probably going to be it. If he wants to come and play on your team, great. If you're making corresponding moves to add a guy who's 41 years old, even as great as LeBron is, that's where I think it gets a little sketchy.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's up to LeBron what's most important at this point, really. Is it money? Because he's probably playing on the vet minimum in Philly and not much mm-hmm. more. Is it, like you said, happiness and, you know, playing with Steph and Draymond in a place where he's comfortable and feels good? Is it, you know, bookending the career, like you said, in Cleveland or maybe even in Miami? Pat Riley said he's leaving the key under the doormat for him. Or is it really about chasing the title, you know, and it's up to him and his priorities. The one thing that we thought was interesting is we were doing the same thing earlier in the show, breaking down the Rich Paul whiteboard from the podcast with Max Kellerman last night, is that he mentioned LeBron wanting to go somewhere where he can help a young team learn how to think the game of basketball. A young team that's already strong defensively. And you alluded to the Spurs already, but San Antonio doesn't seem to have any interest. And the one team that jumped out that was on the board as one of those spokes off of the hub of the wheel that was LeBron was Minnesota. That is a relatively young team that's still looking to get over the hump, but knows how to play defense. Is there any realistic shot at the T-Wolves being a part of this, and what would that look like?
Hey, Chris, I think if they were on the board, it's a realistic possibility. Yeah. If you have made the Rich Paul board, then I think you have a chance in context to the chase of LeBron in the summer of 2026. It would surprise me if he went to Minnesota, just because if you had your choice to live anywhere for a winter, why in the world would you go live in the tundra that is Minneapolis for months at a time? Now, all the Timberwolves fans listening to us are going, oh, but Ant Edwards, and you can try and build a team, and they got LaMelo, and oh my gosh, why not? You know, okay. But if I had my choice and I could live anywhere and money was no object, the last place I'd want to be from like November to April is Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I say that lovingly because I've got a ton of family there and I love going. But if you have all these different options and any team would love to have you, that one to me would be a stunner, because yes, they have young talent in place, but so much of this, it seems, is the happiness aside from just basketball. And that one would really send shockwaves through the league. But I'd also tell you, I don't think that Minnesota, for the moves they have made, are still that close. And if you're trying to win a title, there are much better options for them to go win a title. And if you're trying for happiness, then the Warriors are the place. If you're trying for, all right, well, Mike, career started in Cleveland and it should probably end in Cleveland. Well, that's there too. So he could go off the board, but that would be a true stunner.
Nick Friedell with us here on Westwood One Sports, talking NBA offseason, especially the LeBron James sweepstakes. Golden State has kind of put, I don't want to say put their offseason on hold. They've made some depth moves, but they've got to work out a deal with Draymond Green that I imagine is contingent, what they're willing to give Draymond upon what they may or may not have to give LeBron to come in. Just how comfortable is Golden State sort of sitting and putting their offseason in a holding pattern until they get a response from LeBron?
Chris, I was shocked yesterday at the angst within the Warriors fan base when Anthony Simons' deal went through and he's going to Philly, and you've got Warriors fans just going absolutely ballistic. Oh my gosh, could have had Anthony Simons. Are you kidding me? Like, Anthony Simons scored 14 points a game last year, and he's a nice piece off the bench. I think people have just kind of lost their minds. If you have the chance to sign LeBron, and while, again, if we're trying to read the tea leaves of the whiteboard, it certainly doesn't sound like they're the favorite by any stretch right now. But if you have the chance, you wait to see. And let's get real. The Warriors aren't winning a title even if they land LeBron. They're landing right. The hype machine, and it's going to be fun as hell to be around with Steph and Draymond and Kerr. Great, but they're not winning a title. So everybody who follows that team, they need to take a really true deep look in the mirror and find some perspective. Because when Jimmy Butler got hurt, that changed everything. And that's what happens in pro sports. When your max deal guy goes down, things change immediately. And that is what reality is hitting right now for the Warriors and that fan base. As far as Draymond goes, there's no way, Chris, he doesn't opt out knowing that they'll take care of him on the back end. I mean, you figure at this point, it's got to be a two-year deal. It's at a lesser number, but he's one of the reasons that they have four rings. And he built the culture with Steph and Klay Thompson. So, he'll get taken care of, and who knows what happens with LeBron, but the absolute fervor over Anthony Simons and what happens with the money if LeBron doesn't sign, that is a stunner. This team was, or at least, but it's one that everyone needs to accept now moving forward into the
to July weekend, my friend. We'll catch up again soon.
Buddy, talk to you.
Odyssey inside. See in a brought to you by Hyundai and the all new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. I think there's a good point made there by Nick about going to Golden State doesn't win LeBron a title. And I wonder if in the last few days, not just via the Jaylen Brown trade to Philly, but maybe just talking with people and having a change of heart, LeBron James hasn't come back around to, okay, maybe it's not just basketball happiness I'm looking for. Maybe it's not just bookending my career in a storybook fashion in Cleveland, or like I said, maybe even Miami. Maybe it's what LeBron is focused on. And like I said, the only place that makes sense to me is Philly. Coming up, we'll recap the best moments of the show with our three stars of the day. Plus, I got a bet for you for some football later tonight. That's all next here on Westwood One Sports.
Jaylen Brown is headed to the city of brotherly love. The Celtics are trading the former Finals MVP to the Sixers for Paul George and a bundle of draft picks. Does the addition of Brown make Philly a legit challenger to New York in the East?
Westwood One Sports.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead.
Limu and I created a trick to help you remember that you can customize your car insurance and save with Liberty Mutual. You see, the shirts Limu and I wear are yellow, and yellow is the color of lemons. And lemons grow on trees, and trees provide oxygen, and oxygen helps us breathe. And breathing is how you live, and you can live more life when you save money by customizing your car insurance. I agree, Limu. It's really quite simple. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty. Empower.
Ellie here is getting the sleeve she's always dreamed of. She worked with Empower and planned for her next move, so she got good at money. Now she can be a little bad. Oh, by the way, you spelled journey wrong. No worries. She can afford the cover-up, too. Ooh, check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
In 200 feet, turn right. Then apply to refinance your auto loan with Navy Federal Credit Union.
Huh?
Navy Federal offers low rates that can help you save every month on your auto loan.
Wow. I can get all that with Navy Federal?
You sure can, good buddy.
Refinance your auto loan with Navy Federal to get on the road to better rates. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/auto refinance. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Credit and collateral subject to approval.